Culture Secretaries also told sites and apps, including Facebook, Snapchat and Twitter, they need to do more to keep children safe online. They've been holding talks with Karen Bradley as part of the government's work on its internet safety strategy. She says the aim is to make Britain the safest country in the world for young people to be online. We spoke to Dr. Bex Lewis, who's the author and senior lecturer in digital marketing.
I think setting up a government initiative is really important. I think we need to look at who takes responsibility for what's done online. And I think the companies have definitely got to take responsibility. I think we've all got to take responsibility as users, as parents, as aunties, as churches, as government, and as software creators.
Now, we've seen some major dangers to online security lately, you know, with all of the hacking that's been going on. And just recently we saw somebody actually posted a murder on Facebook. What security measures need to take place to keep our young people safe online?
I think there's a mix of kind of technological factors and sort of cultural and education factors within that. I think one of the things we've also got to accept that is that life is not risk-free, and life these days includes the online and is not going to be risk-free. So one of the things I'm often encouraging people to do is a conversation, particularly in families, is sort of reinstitute a family meal, sit down, talk about what you've seen, what you're worried about, how to kind of stop yourself looking at those kind of things. But I think that's at a local level. Obviously, once you've seen that kind of stuff, it's kind of, you've seen it, you can't unsee it. So I think there's quite a lot we can look at. But at the end of the day, to a certain extent, the digital is so big, a lot of it's run by algorithms, and algorithms are never going to be perfect. So I think we've got to look at how we do this. I mean, I know there's, like, you know, there's police whose job it is to look through images of child abuse, and they have to limit the amount of time they do that because it ends up giving them post-traumatic stress. But they're doing that to help the rest of us deal, not have to deal with quite so much nasty stuff, for want of a better way of putting it. So I think we've all got to look at what we're doing, how we do the algorithms, how we set up the legal systems, how we educate each other about what we think is acceptable to show and what to see in our space.
Now, we are more advanced in the digital world these days, and we certainly don't want to stop that moving forward. But how can the government improve internet safety in schools?
So I think the government's already doing quite a lot now. It's set up its initiative. I hope that's going to be a good thing. I think schools are doing quite a lot. I mean, I'm not sure schools can take the whole responsibility. They've got so many pressures on them. I think we need to look also at youth groups and other areas where children are congregating. And I honestly want the internet to be a safe space for everyone, but I also think we focus too much on the dangers, and actually there's a lot of opportunities and we forget about those whilst we panic. But there is definitely a lot of negative stuff happening online.
Hearing from Dr. Bex Lewis, who's a senior lecturer in digital marketing.